I've been asked to talk about Belinda Morgan, Rove and fun. I think I'm the lucky one. My family and I spent every summer and other holidays with the Morgans at Rove. She was like a second mother to me. Belinda Morgan and the Criterion are, for most of us here, inseparable. She was the grande dame of the best beach house in the world, the chatelaine and supreme hostess. Before every holiday, we waited with bated breath for the formal invitation to come and stay. That was how it was done, quite right and proper. One could never assume. When guests arrived, she welcomed each and every one as though that person was the only person she wanted to see and talk to at that time. We all felt loved, although that word was never really spoken until more recent times, and even then it was a bit weird to hear it from our friend Belinda Morgan. Rove was and still is the epicentre for the important rites of passage. Belinda hosted so many huge celebrations, 18ths, 21sts, 30ths, 40ths, 50ths, 60ths, 70ths and 80ths, Christmas lunches and New Year's Eve parties. The stories of fun at these events are legion. The bagpipers lured across from the Institute to perform on the balcony, the olive oil thieves who did a run through and stole what they thought was the whiskey bottle, but which was full of the precious oil, a rare commodity in the shelves of the shops in the 1970s. Grand occasions with speeches. And it was the everyday things that Belinda Morgan turned into occasions and celebrations that will stick in our minds. Things that became rituals and part of the life at the Criterion. We followed Belinda, Jim and the other adults every morning in their tatty, toweling dressing gowns across the road to Main Beach and hurled ourselves into the Antarctic waters and out to the raft. We always tried to beat Charlie Morgan so we could have first shower and the first cooked breakfast. We never succeeded. For some of us, that ritual continues, albeit we are now in wetsuits and sometimes choose lower cholesterol options and attempt portion control. The breakfasts have always been major events and lasted hours. Visitors dropped in, people came and went, and the conversations just got louder the more coffee we all consumed. After breakfast, we clambered down perilous cliffs with babies, small children, dogs and Essie. We walked for miles across sand dunes and moonscapes for the ultimate grand picnic, as Belinda would call them. We ate burnt chops and sausages that were delicious. We played beach cricket using empty Jeroboams as bats. Some of us flaked out in caftans under cliffs and fell asleep. Halcyon days. Belinda was the reason why. There was the ritual drive to Long Beach over the Chunderbumps to the third ramp. Hours spent staring out to sea, waiting for the perfect waves and avoiding the inevitable sandblasting from the howling gales that whipped along the beach. When the wave came, there was a flurry and more hurling of bodies into the freezing waters. In more recent times, Belinda would sit and watch the windsurfers or the body surfers in a beach chair and maybe under an umbrella, always there, always the dignified presence, with her beloved Bundy next to her. So back to base camp at the Criterion, and there was the ritual of food preparation. We sliced and diced while Belinda sat with a fork and bowl, dripping that precious olive oil into the egg yolks. Mayonnaise. There was endless mayonnaise to go with the endless crayfish. It took hours and patience and a little dry sherry. I never knew you could buy mayonnaise in a jar until I was much older. There was certainly nothing on offer of similar quality in Rove in the 70s. Someone once described the Criterion cooking methods as nouveau peasant. I'm sure that it was Belinda, with more than a touch of pride. The meal simple and delicious. Every meal a celebration, just of the day. And we all celebrated the day in that hub of fun, the front bar. What a place. If those walls could talk. Actually, I think they'd find it hard to get a word in. The bar at the Criterion is a place like no other. Besides the meals, there was always a drink to be had or a game of bridge to be played. Maggie Thatcher presided for many years and played possibly her finest role as a dartboard. Belinda oversaw it all and laughed. And we've heard about that laugh and what a laugh she had. It will resonate in us all forever. Belinda Morgan set the scene for so many fun times. She never sought the limelight or to be centre stage, but provided a wonderful platform for those who did. When her affectionately named Jax and their offsiders hit town, she was there for every hilarious moment. The channeling of Mick Jagger or Bob Dylan and countless renditions of Monty Python or The Goon Show. She provided the tea towels and lampshades for grown men to wear on their heads late at night. She laughed along to endless Spanish songs mixed in with the odd hymn. She poured wine or organised for the pouring of wine and provided or organised for the provision of great food. So Belinda, from all of us here, thank you for all of the great times and for so much fun. Robe was your place, and because of who you were, you made it our place. It will always be a beautiful place, and we will always have more great times there, but it will never be quite the same. We will miss your laugh, we will miss you.
George.